Well, the internet is taken over yet again.
Shocker.
It irritates me that some people, I don't know if it's because I'm just jealous that I didn't put it up on social media first.
Oh, like you've done something and then it goes viral on TikTok, and you're like, I've been doing this for forever.
20 years ago. I guess this is the way that people hang their Christmas tree lights.
Yeah, apparently that did go viral this weekend.
Well, one woman just recorded herself doing it, and suddenly she's now a 40 million hit wonder.
So I'm assuming it's not the way that most people do it. You start at the bottom, you wrap around all the way horizontally until you get to the top of the tree.
Yeah, well, most people waste lights that way because you don't see the back of the tree.
Oh, yeah, I know that one.
But we don't do this way because you can see the back of the tree because it's near a window.
Sure, for those people.
Yeah. So, the tradition of putting up lights is now may have been changed forever due to one woman who put up her lights a different way. Instead of wrapping them the whole way around the tree, like you just said, just do the front and you hang them vertically from the top to the bottom or the bottom to the top.
That's so crazy to me.
Yep. You start at the bottom, go straight up to the top, they say, then back down to the bottom, and then you keep going until the entire front is filled. It's very similar to what they do outside. You don't put the lights in the back of the bush. You keep them up front of the bush.
I guess. It makes sense what they're doing. I just have never thought of doing it this way because I feel like the tree would not get covered as much.
And it does actually work to, it's brighter, they say.
Yeah.
They stand out more because they're on the front of the,
tree.
You can also zigzag horizontally across the front as well.
My friend Ashley did a time-lapse video of her decorating her tree this weekend, and she did the vertical thing, and I was like, that is so strange.
I'm pretty, but you gotta ask your friend there if they've done that in the past, like been doing that.
She went on to say her parents saw on TikTok this whole thing.
So TikTok inspired them to do it.
Yes, for this year only. It's the first time they've done it. Have you, you've done this vertically on the tree?
I'm gonna go back as far as like I was a kid. As a joke, I did it. And then I was like, and then it was like, I think my dad came out and was like, he changed the whole thing. He was like, but angry.
Oh, because it was vertical?
What's the point of the lights being on the back?
Is there a solid choice? Is there a solid change that you can see in the lights?
There is a solid change because the lights don't get buried into they're on the front of the tree,
right,
you know?
Right. When we have a very large tree, we use a ton of lights and we put some in the back, but not many because it's in a corner. But we're wasting lights.
Yeah, now you could go to almost to the back and then come back around.
Right.
Go back,
Right.
So, and that's what you do outside.
The bush, yes.
Yeah. I mean, some of those, I'm like, why would we put them in the back? Like, we keep them up front.
We just switch it up when we go inside. Uh-huh. So we're all doing it wrong.
Well, it's not wrong. It's just a different way. It's not...
improved way.
Maybe. But again, if you do have somebody that's seen your back of the tree, that's not going to be...
No.
You need more lights to now string up in the back.
Some people have their Christmas trees in the middle of a room.
Right. You need all sides covered.
Oh, yeah.
So this is not a good way to do it.
But technically, you could do up and down on all of the sides.
You need more lights.
Instead of around. Yeah, you would need more lights.
But there you go. So now TikTok. And I mean, she got like millions and millions and millions of views on this.
115,000.
No, it was millions of the other day. I watched
it. Oh, really?
Yeah. TikTok, she was at million. Like 2-4 million the other day. So she's a superstar.
It's the simple things.
But what's she going to do next, you know?
Well, maybe she has more life hacks.
Well, yeah. Maybe there's like an Easter hack. Like we're doing everything wrong there.
What can we do wrong on Easter?
She just bash everybody for their incorrectness on holidays.
Did she bash people and be like, look, idiots?
She's like a sweet lady that just did this to show people.
Right.
It was a how-to video.
I would get on TikTok simply for the how-to videos.
There's plenty of them.
Is there a how-to section that I can narrow down just to watch?
I'm not sure what the hashtag would be, but she's like everywhere now.
It's worth it.
Everywhere. So good for her. So I went to a Christmas tree farm yesterday, and I'm still confused on what people were buying.
Is this one of those you can get a saw and you can cut it down yourself?
They had both. They had that, and then they had where they were just ready to go.
And popped up. Oh. So what were you confused that people were buying?
Well, there was like a farm, a Christmas tree farm, and they didn't look like Christmas trees. So I guess you buy these things, and then you cut them, you like trim them yourself?
Oh.
Because they were just full.
So it wasn't pointy top.
There was a pointy top. Yeah, they look like Christmas trees shape-wise.
Yeah.
But I guess you have to do more work in trimming out the, you know, the branches of that to make it like open and that like
it's more au natural.
It's au natural. Uh-huh. I was like, who would want to do this?
Well, listen, there's something for everyone.
But you go out there like, oh no, I saw like real people. Like I'm not in that.
Sawing them down?
Sawing them down.
Themselves.
Yeah.
All right.
And then I felt again, because I have two kids and I should probably go out and saw the tree down.
Lack of manliness.
And yeah. And then I'm like, and I see this family and then one guy's got this awesome beard and he's wearing boots and it's like, it's kind of cool outside, but it's like,
right.
He just wears that outfit because he wants to like make me feel less of a man.
It's just another Tuesday to him. Yeah.
Yeah. And here he is. He's got his kids over his shoulders, like both shoulders, two kids, both shoulders. And I'm looking at him and I'm going, where's this guy going? And he's got a saw in his hand too.
Of course he does.
The kids are laughing. And I'm going, and I'm like, should I pick up my son right now? He's 15.
No.
Put him under my shoulder.
Don't try.
I'm trying to think about all these things I got to do. And then I was like, and he realized he's going out to cut down his own tree with his kids. And I go, God, I'm a terrible parent.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You're a different parent.
It's different. Yeah. So I'm concerned. I'm super concerned.
Well, waste your time worrying about that.
I'm going to worry that I'm not doing manly enough stuff.
Hey,
kids.
Your team artificial tree, so you're not sawing down anything.
That's what I wanted to get an argument about. I'd be like, man, you're sawing that down like a real man. I got an artificial tree at home. That's a great argument.
He'd be like, yeah, you're talking to me?
Yeah, he would just laugh.
Right.
He would laugh manly, too. He'd be like, ha, 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 ha. Come on, kids.
Uh-huh.
And then he'd pick my kids up and put them over his shoulder and take all four kids out there.
Did you have like a peppermint mocha latte in your hand, too, or something?
I wanted one, but at that point, it was just too much.
Knew it.
Yeah. No. Standing there waiting for the... for the hayride to take
to have them
to the
drive
other
you around
side of the farm. Yeah. It didn't seem like that was my time.
Hey, to each their own.
Like, oh my, I just realized how like unmanly I am. I mean, it's the truth though. I can't fix anything. I can't even cut down a tree. I don't know what to do.
You don't have to cut down a tree. It's okay.
I need to cut down a tree. I need to do something.
Do it then.
Somebody said being manly is just a concept. You can be a man any way you want.
That's right.
There's no wrong way to be yourself.
Look at Harry Styles on the cover of Vogue wearing a dress.
It's true. He's a man.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to cut down a tree. I want to carry my two kids on my shoulders and cut down a tree like this guy was doing.
I think that's a bit aggressive, but I'm sure we can make this happen. If you want to cut down a tree,
we
can do that.
And then he brought it over there and they wrapped it up for him. And
of course.
You know, and his wife was standing there and they're all happy. And then I'm looking at my wife. It's like, does she want me to do this?
Hey, maybe.
Want me to go out there and cut down a tree? And then she just like didn't even want a wreath. So I was like, okay, I'm okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
I was
going
to buy one pre-made and be like, look what I made, guys.
Oh, those things aren't cheap either.
No.
You tried. Or no, you thought about it.
Yeah.
You wanted to.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's the thought, right?
It's the thought.
Not the actions. It's not the action of cutting down the tree. It's the thought that you would if you needed to.
Yeah, I bet you have a ton of manly thoughts then if that's the case.
Yeah.